Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
The Chicago Bears have an important season ahead of them, and we have three Chicago Bears that got listed on the top 100 NFL player rankings. We're going to talk about that. Darnell Wright was also listed as a member of the All-NFL breakout team. We'll talk about what that means. And are the Bears now possibly still on the move to Arlington Heights? We'll talk about it all and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. And I know that looks like a stranger, but it's actually Bobby is back in the building, bruh. Hey, you know what's funny? This is the longest that me and you've gone without doing some type of episode together almost since we met, bro. It's crazy when you think about it, bro. Like,
definitely.
But, you know, Bobby has some new things going on, bro. How's everything going in your world, man?
Hey, we busy, but we rocking and rolling. Life don't stop. We got to keep going. You know how
it goes. That's a fact. Let's go ahead and get into these topics, bro. So we have three Chicago Bears players listed in the NFL's top 100 player rankings. First up on that list was Jalen Johnson coming in at number 34. After a breakout season for him, he's going to be looked at. People are going to be, whether it's doubt or whether for looking for him to step up his game after now getting paid this offseason. How do you feel about Jalen Johnson being ranked as the 34th best player overall in the NFL?
You take it for what it is. That means he's a top 50 player. A lot of the times we like to bring on and talk about those blue chip players. He's absolutely proven that he is one of those blue chip players. And I'm just happy that he made the list and starting to get some type of recognition that he deserves. And as an organization, this makes us, you know, appear in the eyes of others as being an organization that's moving in the right direction. Hopefully we can put it on wax.
And that's what it comes down to, right? Is as you said, is about putting it all on wax, laying it all out on the table, and we'll see if the Bears can do that. But Jalen Johnson is somebody who's hugely important for what the Bears are trying to do this season. I don't want to, you know, overrate it or underrate it. Like, yeah, that cornerback core is a talented one. And overall, the Bears secondary is an extremely, you know, important part of where we're headed to this season. But you can't overlook what Jalen Johnson and the importance and how he played with once the Bears had better and more consistent pressure coming up front. It was a completely different Jalen Johnson out there. He was able, he was getting enforced some more takeaways, things like that. If we can get that type of Jalen Johnson for the majority of a season, hey man, that's going to be a big year for Jalen. So,
absolutely. And he up there with you having him ranked up there with the best of the best. I'm good with. I don't even see Jalen Ramsey ahead of him. So I'm going to take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless I missed it, I'm going to take that. That's a win. Cause in a lot of people's eyes, if you go ahead and discuss it with people from this probably fans of another team, they'll say, give me Jalen Ramsey first. But the guys, the writers and all them got Jalen Johnson. I'm going to take.
And I'm happy for him. But moving on from that, we got other Bears players on the list as well. Montez Sweat, all the way down at number 73. How do you feel about this ranking for Sweat?
Oh, yeah, y'all got that wrong. Y'all got that absolutely wrong. Like, I get it. Like, with some of these players and, you know, what they are able to do, I know Montez Sweat is probably not that huge superstar name that you might select before, you know, some other guys out there that's edge rushers like a T.J. Watt, a Myles Garrett, and so on and so forth. But the guy, his production speaks for itself. He's not relatively healthy. He is a healthy player. He's always on the field, and his production has always been solid. And look at what he did just last season. And if that's what they're going based on, the man was a leading sack, the leading guy for sacks for two organizations. That's something you don't really hear. So I gotta disagree with that. Like, I'm not saying like he better than a Max Crosby or something like that. But some of these guys I'm seeing on here, Dak Prescott or Brandon Ayuk at 45, I gotta have a little discussion about that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always going to be players on lists like this that are underrated or something like that that you look at and you're like, hey, man, what's this about? But I look at it like this. Montez Sweat, give him all the motivation that you can. If he looks at this and then he takes that as motivated, but even if it's not that it matters if he looks at this as motivation. He trying to knock the head off quarterbacks and running backs behind the line of scrimmage. And we already have seen how he made an impact with this team coming in at midseason. Now you're talking about somebody who can help set a tone during the whole training camp and offseason period, and is going to have better continuity with his linebackers, with that secondary that also are going to improve. Montez Sweat is going to have a big all-pro season. I have no doubt because of that. And look what he did last year, man. Like, yeah, Montez Sweat isn't yet as a name that just casuals know, like, as a superstar. But he is a hugely important part, and especially on this Bears team that doesn't necessarily have the players that you look at as going to get to the quarterback the way that Montez Sweat can consistently. But Bobby, since I haven't gotten to talk to you for a while, just I know we're in the list, I got to throw something to you. How confident are you feeling about Javon Dexter coming into this season?
Me personally, Hayes, I am confident. Now, I'm not going to go off the ledge and say I'm at a 10 out of 10 if we're going on the scale, but I'm going to say I'm at an 8, bro, just because it's not like the things that you're hearing is what you want to hear. Like the guy, when you hear a new defensive coordinator come in and say, this is what I heard they talked to him about at the end of the season. And when he came in a different guy. That's what the new DC is saying. And that's what the guys that's been around for some years are saying too. He came in, he's talking different. He's walking different. He's focused. That's what I love to hear. Now it's just all about the production. So if you ask me where I'm confident at, I got to go at an 8. I believe this guy, he started to come on towards the end of the season. Now he shedded the weight. He shedded the weight, got his diet stuff right, and now he built back up the weight, but is now his lean muscle. So he should be in prime physical shape to go ahead and have an explosive second year. I'm at an 8 with it. I'm really, really confident about it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Shit, but I don't care. I'd rather be on this side and give my anticipation of what this young guy is gonna do.
Yeah, and he, and like you said, I want to put too much pressure on him. This is his first year starting, things like that. But like when you see him, like you said, he's shed everything. Like still looks strong as hell, right? So like if he's agile and has maintained most of that strength and has worked off on that get off, like that's just it could be a big season. I think that it says a lot too that Ryan Poles didn't find any veteran tackles to surpass either Javon Dexter or Zach Pickens in that depth chart. It's Billings and it's those two. And because of that, I got to think that the confidence in both these guys are extremely high.
Facts. I am confident. I'm just hoping we don't run into Dominique Robinson and Travis Gibson situation again.
That's fair.
I don't believe that we will, but there's always a possibility in the NFL and in any sport. Guys can definitely not live up to expectations. I don't want it to be that situation. I believe it's going to be better. I know for my gym rats out there, the man was going up the Stairmaster. Anybody that worked the Stairmaster know it ain't no joke. Once you turn the levels up and then you're going continuously with that workout going on and off of it, that's some of the things he was doing, Hayes. I think he's trying to work on that get off for sure.
Yeah, I do too. And I tell you what, that's a big guy to see running at you fast. Like, so we'll see what happens there, man. But I have faith in Javon Dexter coming into this year and Zach Pickens for that matter as well. And I hope these young guys really show a lot. And then that way we don't have to worry about the tackle position for a while. If these guys develop the way that we hope they're going to develop.
Absolutely.
So, and there's nothing but good things. But to get back to this top 100 list, to round it out for the Bears, at number 84, DJ Moore.
Look, I thought Montez Sweat was put in a bad spot. This DJ Moore stuff is ridiculous. Like, yeah. I get it. Like, don't get me wrong. And just, I'm not saying that the guys ahead of him are bad people. They're not. Nico Collins? No. Give me DJ Moore. They even got Garrett Wilson ahead of him. Look, Garrett Wilson is not a bad wide receiver. He is a monster. I will take him on a football. But if you're lining up DJ Moore next to him, give me DJ. George Pickens? After all that stuff, most of these people who put this list together, I give them some credit for getting some stuff right or okay or in the range. But George Pickens, y'all were calling this man a diva, and he damn sure ain't had the same production as a DJ Moore. I got to fight back against some of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, DJ, you already know it's the race to 1,000. I think he's going to be the first one to get it on the squad. And I hope that they give him the recognition that he deserves because he should have been all pro. You can argue with that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't for sure thing, but we could definitely argue that he should have been all pro last season, especially with what he went through.
And this is my thing. And again, I'm not trying to knock anybody. You guys know I was a guy who wanted to see Justin stay here. But to me, if everybody critiques the quarterback play of the Chicago Bears as much as they did, and look at the season that DJ Moore had, do you not have to say that, hey, with better quarterback play than this guy could be even, like, he set career highs for himself last year. And so for everybody to talk as bad as they do about Justin Fields and things like that, to have a wide receiver have the season that he did, and when him and Justin Fields connected, it was like when you saw it with him passing to DJ Moore, it's damn near elite. So, like, if you're going to knock Justin Fields, then let's look at the talent of this guy, DJ Moore, because for what most people tell you is that he took somebody who people say is not going to be a good quarterback in this league and did a pretty damn good job when he played with them. So, you know, you got to give DJ Moore some credit, man. Yeah. I think DJ Moore is a huge talent. And like you said, I agree with you. I think by the end of the season, him and Montez Sweat, they're going to be looking at that list and be like, hey, what y'all got us at next year coming into it? Because they're going to surprise some people. That's for them.
For sure. And just the last point, and this is for the sake of discussion. I just want people to think about it. For four games that Tyson Bajan was in, the man didn't accumulate over 60 yards. Mm. So he was at it was a hurdle that he had to overcome, because now we don't have our starter quarterback. We got to back up. We don't want to throw too much at him. You know what I'm saying? He got to work with intermediate or short routes because that's what we're comfortable with. So there was limitations, and the man still damn near got over 1,500 yards, bro. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. I think it's something that can hurt the conversation, but it can also help it as well.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And we'll see. Anybody that you looking at it this season that you think could be on this list next year from the Chicago Bears?
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say Darnell Wright.
Mm. Okay.
I think that when you watch the rookie Darnell Wright, you like, the man came in and pretty much had an immediate impact.
Yep.
And he was going up against dogs just about every single week, and in the point to where a lot of us like to bring up, he was guarding Max Crosby with one arm, basically, and still held his own.
That was crazy to see.
Exactly. So, you know, I think it's a possibility that you can probably throw him in there. I'm not saying he's going to jump all the way to 70 or 60 or nothing like that, but he probably could edge in probably in those 90s or something like that, just to start trending upward, especially if he becomes a all-pro this season. Mm-hmm. You got to put him on the list. You got to.
I agree with that. I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to say Kyler Gordon. I think Kyler Gordon playing at that nickel. When you look at how they started using him, once that defensive line started getting back together, you saw him getting sacks on quarterbacks. You saw him getting tackles for losses on running backs. You saw him getting interceptions. I think that Kyler Gordon could get at the end of the list, but I think Kyler Gordon could sneak in there next year with how the secondary looks like it's shaping up and how well he's suited to play that nickel cornerback there.
Man, and that's just – and I know I'm thinking too early. I just hope that we can keep these guys around for a while. Somebody take a look, you know, a look. I can't tell a person to handle their money, but, man, it'll be so great to just continuously see Tyreek Stevenson, Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, Jaquan Brisker, and whoever else may come along, just hold it down for years and years and years to come. But we know that's a tough thing to do when you always talking money. So,
yeah, I mean, and we want to see that, right? That's how you build something sustainable, is when you're able to have these players develop and stay here, stay in your program. And we know it can get expensive, so I don't want to overlook that, because it absolutely can get expensive. But I hope that we start to see that for the Chicago Bears team, because listen, Ryan Poles has drafted some really, really good players in here.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to see it continue, and I hope that it does. And we'll see what comes on the other side of that, man. But you mentioned Darnell Wright, and we got to talk about him, because he is a player that was listed on the NFL.com by Bucky Brooks, the all breakout team. You just talked a little bit about him, how he can get in that top 100 list. How do you feel about him being listed as a player that could have a breakout season this year?
You got to. I think that's somebody that you got to mention up in there. His rookie season was solid. If you asking me what a rookie right tackle is supposed to go through, and if he's able to excel and succeed in that position, I got to give him a solid A for his performance. And you can only hope that now the game has slowed down for him, and now that he's using that experience from the rookie season to come in and completely dominate. And if he can do so, you absolutely all right that he can have a breakout season because he already went up against some of the best. Now, if you can start to pancake and brick wall some of them big guys that's trying to get to your quarterback, you'll be straight. So I'm all for it, man. I think he deserves that recognition. Now he just got to live up to the expectation, and hopefully he can exceed. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and I mean, and he's on an offensive line where he's going to have every opportunity to shine at. Like, him and Tevin Jenkins are the ones that I'm not worried about. I have no questions about. Well, Tevin Jenkins is, can he stay on the field? But yeah, when they're on the field, those are the two that I have no questions about. Nate Davis, questions, right? Braxton Jones has questions around him. Ryan Bates, Coleman Shelton, we just haven't seen them with this Bears team, so there's questions there. But those are the two guys that could be anchors on this offensive line. And Darnell Wright is the one that, with Tevin Jenkins' contract being up this year, we don't know what the future holds. Fact. But we do know that we got Darnell Wright here for at least another two or three, maybe 4 years, before we got to worry about him getting the contract. And because of that, listen, Darnell Wright is such an important piece. The fact that in 1 year you get Darnell Wright, the next year after that you get your quarterback. You want these two guys to be guys that you look at that's going to be here for years and years and years to come. And it's good that you went out and got some protection last year now that you have a rookie quarterback. Now, we got to hope that this offensive line overall performs much better, has better health, things like that. But Darnell Wright, not to say that he didn't. I don't want to make it seem like he had a perfect rookie season. He had those rookie hurdles that he went over in some games and things like that. But it was so good last year. In watching him and how he dealt with the physicality of the NFL game, you just know it's just going to get better for him going forward, man.
Absolutely. Hey, Hayes, when they said the man did a wide receiver training program, I knew he was a dog.
That was crazy, bro.
I knew he was a dog.
That was crazy.
So,
that was crazy.
Hey, I just hope the man can continue to push forward and let's go out and have a great season, man, for sure, because we need it.
That's a fact. Well, talking about something else that may be needed, we know that the Bears do need a new stadium, and it came out today that Kevin Warren is back into communications with Arlington Heights. And it, like, this whole stadium debacle, bro, is just like, you had a whole entire press conference with renders and everything else with the city of Chicago. And now, you know, the state of Illinois got involved in there through some doubt. Arlington Heights is back at the table. How you feeling? How you feeling, Bobby?
Hey, I think it was Barry that called in on a Saturday morning. Matter of fact, it was Barry.
It was.
No, we not going to steal people's takes. We're going to show love and give credit when credit is due. Barry, you said this. This was just the optics of everything. We're going to go hold this. We're going to shake hands and everything, put a little bit of pressure on Arlington Heights, and we're going to get right. I mean, you bought all that land and you wanted to turn it into a big entertainment system. These guys wasn't trying to meet you in the middle when it came to putting this plan together. Put some pressure on them. It's the same thing when you go into job negotiations. Yeah, y'all want to offer me 65, but my work say 80, 90. Whatever your value is, y'all is tripping. So you put pressure on these guys, just like when you sit down to negotiate just about anything. Hell, if you go buy a car tomorrow, you trying to get the best deal. So that's what Kevin Warren is doing. But I ain't going to lie, Hayes. Last point. Please, let's get this shit situated and over. I don't want to have to see if I got to go to Arlington or stay in Chicago. Let me know where I got to go so I can get Bears football. That's it. Let's get it over and stop playing around.
I feel, and that's where I sit too, bro. Like I just want this over. At this point, I don't care. Like, is Arlington Heights better for the Bears because they own that land and they can build it up like the entertainment system center and everything that they want to do? Yeah, they can make a whole hell of a lot of money doing that. And I hope that they can do it. But overall, here's the thing. We have the oldest stadium in the NFL, and I think it's now officially the smallest. We deserve more. Okay. And that's just what it is. And so I don't care where it gets done at. Just get it done so you can start breaking ground. You can start making your plans. And then in 3-4 years, whatever it takes, we can go to – because guess what? Wherever the new stadium opens, we going to be there day one. It just is. I'm there. Like, you think I'm going to give y'all a chance to fuck up the new stadium before I get in it? No, I'm in that mug. Like,
y'all pissing on floors, throwing up everywhere, fighting Green Bay Packers fans. Come on, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're going to be in there on family night.
Exactly. We there. Overall, like, I get it. And I know that it's a lot of posturing. I know that Kevin Warren wants to try to get this done. And was it like you said, shout out to Barry, because Barry called. I think it was even before the press conference happened that he said it's just going to be a dog and Shoney Poe show. And I was like, I don't know if that's going to be the case, Barry, but No, he was absolutely right. Like, so you got to do what you got to do. And these things aren't anything different in business. Everybody, like to Bobby's point, if you go and try to get a car and you don't negotiate, you tripping. I don't know what to tell you. You tripping. Well, y'all just walk in there and take what they say. Y'all, come on, bro. Y'all gotta learn the art of the deal.
With 20% interest.
Exactly. Like crazy. Cause y'all just like, what are we doing here?
And you put $10,000 on the down payment. It's all bad.
Ain't got no life savings, but you in a car that you paying the $700 car note on. That's crazy.
Ooh-wee.
That's wild, bro. Any last thoughts, Bob, before we get up out of here, brother?
Hey, it's great to be back. Hey, we're going to keep on moving along and getting closer and closer to this training camp. I'm excited. I hope y'all are. We appreciate all the love y'all been getting and the continuous support. Continue to do so because we're going to keep bringing y'all that fire content. So lock in and get ready for another exciting season. Hopefully, we get wins and a playoff berth. We shall see. But lock in, y'all. We still got the offseason to go through.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. We appreciate y'all for all the support during this offseason. We're getting closer and closer to training camp and closer to preseason. And we got Hard Knocks. Listen, we got a lot of content coming for the rest of the offseason because Hard Knocks is just going to give us a lot there. Sir. So y'all make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. You can follow us at Shy Bear Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoBearCentral@gmail.com. And then lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail, 773-242-9336. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. We out here. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.